everyone. This is Leslyn Keith. I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project, and I'm director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from a presentation given by Cameron Ayala at the Ketogenic Revolution for Lipedema and Lymphedema virtual event put on by Lipedema Simplified, April 29 to May 1, 2022. Cameron, or Cam as he's known to his friends, is a 33-year-old primary lymphedema patient and advocate from Houston, Texas. Cam entered the Lymphedema online community in September 2019 after he became a celebrity ambassador with Lymphatic Education and Research Network, or LERN. Using his platform from being on The Bachelorette and The Bachelor in Paradise, Cam made it his life mission to bring awareness to lymphedema, lipedema, and other lymphatic diseases. In this excerpt, Cam talks about his experiment with a carnivore diet.
My name is Cameron Ayala. Most people call me Cam. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit about my carnivore journey / experiment. And so the topic is called Elimistake: Carnivore Experimentation Turns into a Lifestyle. So just a little bit about me. I'm 33 years old. I currently live in Houston, Texas, in the United States. And I was born with primary lymphedema. And I really only present most of my swelling in my right leg. You can see I have my compression garment on, and really started that swelling when I was about 11 years old. So now I'm 33, so going on over 22 years of managing the condition. I know a lot of people who have lymphedema or lipedema understand that it really is a bunch of trial and error. So this was in 2022, February to be exact. And couple months prior, it was in October of 2021, I was at a lymphedema conference and I was speaking with one of my really good close friends who's a certified lymphedema therapist and is starting to take more of an interest in nutrition. And she had mentioned one of her pediatric patients who her and I both knew through our advocacy efforts that she had referred him to see a nutritionist. And in seeing that nutritionist, they took some basic blood panels and they identified there were certain types of food that he wasn't necessarily allergic to, but noticed that it was causing some inflammatory responses. Now, I'm sure we've all remembered the phrase, you are what you eat, right? And your body's a temple and, you know, your food is the fuel, treated as such. And, you know, I know there's a lot of truth to that, but I never really, I guess, took it serious in my own life because I was just kind of ignorantly going about my diet and exercise routine, if you even really want to call it routine. And she encouraged me to go to that same nutritionist. But there are certain foods that are otherwise seen as healthy to the average person that may be unhealthy to someone like myself, right? Certain fruits or vegetables that are good for a well-balanced diet for certain people, but for me, were actually causing inflammatory responses. And so what I did for the month of February, starting day one and then ending the last day, is I did not have a single cheat meal, right? Which can be tempting because you have football season ending and other activities, Valentine's Day, all that stuff. And I was very, very vigilant and very disciplined to go that entire 28-day period without having a single cheat meal. And the reason why I call this the Elimistake is kind of a play on words of it being an elimination diet. I got rid of all of the other foods that I would typically eat, a lot of carbs, right? So literally making every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, meat-based. It was also an opportunity for me to experiment with other foods like fish that I hadn't really ever been a fan of. So I'm not going to proclaim to be an expert on the carnivore diet, but it has really helped me substantially. A couple of things that I noticed specifically is, for example, on my energy levels. My energy levels after I would eat, oftentimes if I'm having, you know, a food that's very high in sugar or carbs, we all feel that post-meal crash. But since I've been on the carnivore diet, I've noticed that the food that I'm intaking really does act as that fuel that keeps me sustained. So if I'm having, you know, a breakfast consisting of bacon or sausage or even eggs, I've now started to incorporate again, I don't feel super tired as if I did, you know, a super sugary protein smoothie or shake or, you know, cereal like I used to grow up on, right? All that high sugar content. The other benefits I've noticed is just getting better sleep. So if I don't have those high sugar content types of snacks or meals before bed, I do find myself falling asleep faster and staying asleep more consistently. Also, overall skin condition, if you have eczema, psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, or acne, any of those other relatively common skin conditions, most patients will see an improvement in that going on the carnivore diet.
Thank you, Cam. What a wonderful presentation you gave, and thank you for sharing so much about your experience with your condition and also with changing your diet. And I'd like to also give a big thank you to all of you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.